And welcome, everybody, to Off the Hook Overtime here on YouTube. I seem to be on YouTube right now, in fact. Kyle, it looks like you are, too.
Hi.
Rob and Gila and Alex, you all make it?
We did.
We certainly seems that we did.
Oh, yeah. And I can only stay for a few minutes, guys, because I have to get going here.
Every week it's a new excuse. Every week.
Yeah. Well, I got to get some breakfast. It's very early here. Breakfast started at this hotel at 7. But I want to...
My heart weeps. Let's get into it fast.
As I'm saying, I want to jump into this because there's so many exciting things.
Yeah, well, the big news, of course, is that Hope is back in Manhattan. We kind of pulled a rabbit out of a hat on this one, there's this fantastic hotel called the New Yorker, which is about as New York as you can get. Amazing history. Nikola Tesla lived there. He also died there. In fact, fun fact, you can rent the room. You can get the room that Nikola Tesla lived and died in, if that's your thing. But we might have it for some special things. I don't know. The hotel has over 1,000 rooms in it and plenty of space for us to do our thing. Hope is August 14th through 16th. Tickets went on sale yesterday. I don't know. I think that pretty much says it all. Since St. John's kicked us out over the anarchist pamphlet they didn't like, we have been scrambling, searching for a new place. And boy, I got to tell you, it was a challenge. It really was, because it's finding an affordable place. Not that this is entirely affordable, but it's meant to be impossible, I think. We've had people just basically, you know, roaming the streets, literally looking for a place. And the funny thing about the New Yorker is that it's so close to where Hotel Penn was. Only this time we got the name of the state right. We're in New York, it should be the New Yorker Hotel, not Hotel Pennsylvania. It's, you know, everything that people complained about in Queens. Not that people just complained. There are so many good things about Queens as well, and I still love Queens. But the complaints were, I'd like to stay in the same place, the same building as the conference. Okay, solved. We're in a hotel now. I want a place where, you know, I can get food late at night. Well, you are in probably the busiest part of the country. There are things open around the clock. It's a block from Penn Station. You will not be bored. We have said this, and it's certainly true. Honestly, I think this is a best case scenario for us. The only thing we have to do is make it work. If we make it work, this looks like a permanent home for us. And if we fall short, then we can't keep doing it, obviously. So I think it's up to everybody to support the venture that we're embarking on.
Spread the word.
Absolutely. Yeah, because that's the main challenge, is getting word out. Yeah, we're on the radio. We have a magazine, although it didn't make it into the magazine because, you know, the deadline for that was before we signed the papers. We have all these outlets, but it's still not enough because they're all alternative outlets. They don't get to a lot of people who only pay attention to what's trending. There are several ways to do that. If everybody just simply spread the word and got it into places where it would not have been heard otherwise, that might reach somebody who never would have even thought to come to Hope, and they might tell other people who are even more into it. You never really know who you're going to reach just by spreading word. And another thing people can do is participate. Give a talk. Give a workshop. Volunteer. There are so many ways to make Hope work. And, you know, we've done it 17 times before, no, 16 times before. This is the 17th one. That's how it's worked every single time. And it's always been successful on that level.
Yeah, that's really, really crucial. Just do what you're going to do. If you're going to participate, please get involved, get started, talk to other people about your plans, and be self-directed. We really count on volunteers and people working independently, coming up with things that they'd like to see happen, and getting other people to help out and work on different aspects of the event or different features or exhibits that could be really, really interesting and get people excited about hope in general or topics of interest. So that is super important, because as that's occurring in the period of time we have planning and building things up, we're going to want to share. We're going to let people know, hey, sign up for this workshop that's going on. So, here's some exciting things that we're adding to the schedule. All that will be stuff we share and report on. So as people do things and get involved and declare, you know, what they want to how they want to participate, we'll do our best to share with the world what's coming up, what's exciting, what people can look forward to if they're going to attend.
It's been 8 years since we've held a conference in Manhattan. And, you know, a lot has changed, obviously. This is post-pandemic, the city has matured in many ways. There's a lot more technology being used in mass transit and various other places. It's really going to be fun. I'm sorry to say, I regret to announce, the Blarney Rock has closed. So if people are looking for a watering hole late at night, it's not going to be that. There are plenty, though. And, you know, even the TikTok Diner is downstairs in the hotel. It's 24 hours. And that's a great place to hang out with friends for hours and hours. Yes, Gila.
It's in the hotel. They have a full bar. It's right there in the basement. It's mm-hmm. amazing.
Can crawl back to your room. It's nobody's going to
exactly
stop
get stuck in the revolving door. It'll be great. So we have 48 people with us right now, which is wonderful and fantastic. Removing a couple of us who are on the show who are in this, we've got over 40 people listening to us right now who can go tell their friends mm-hmm. about Hope. Congratulations, Off the Hook Nation, Overtime Nation. You're the street team.
Wow.
Go talk to people.
That's high praise.
Let's go.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
We really appreciate any efforts out there, for sure. It's the only way we can really know for sure that interested people are getting put on to this exciting event that so many people have found rewarding over the course of their lives, revisited and even brought family members, you know, really that sharing of what it is to them and what kinds of things they got interested in as a result. I think that those stories are just so invaluable.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, and had things gone according to plan with the old venue, we would have been able to nail down the date and announce the conference long ago, months ago. But since we're coming up from behind here, we are all the more in need of people. Go to hope.net. We need attendees. We need speakers. We need workshops. We need everything. We need all the, you know, volunteers. And if you're interested in being one or more of these things, go to hope.net. Check out all the info there. Get in touch with us there because we need to hit the ground running with this. And that's our only chance of getting a good event going is with you folks.
We are 2 months behind where we normally would be starting selling tickets. And we opened up speaker submissions early because, you know, if people want to put together a talk, we felt they should have the chance to do that if they were determined to come. Interesting fact, too, is that the date that we have is the date we did announce when we thought we were going to be at St. John's. And luckily, we were able to get that particular date, August 14th through 16th. You know, I've also, you know, heard some feedback from people saying, yeah, I can't travel to the United States in the current condition. I get that. You know, I'm not going to debate you on that. Absolutely. But that's why we have the virtual ticket. So you can still participate and support the conference. Yes, Alex.
Yeah, I just want to throw my wholehearted support behind the Return to Manhattan offer. You and Kyle and the rest of the crew, hearty congratulations on making this happen too.
It's,
I mean,
it's literally it's down the block from you. Of course you're happy.
I love it. I literally, yeah. I mean, it's going to be so much easier for me as well. And I should hopefully be living even closer to the hotel. I mean, every time I come back from Pennsylvania and I go through the Lincoln Tunnel and then drive down, I'm just always in awe looking at the New Yorker Hotel. The idea that Hope is going to be in there is just awesome. And I think, really, honestly, if Hotel Pennsylvania is not available, and we all know what Vornado did to it, I mean, it's gone now. I can't imagine a better place in all of New York than the New Yorker Hotel, given its significance, its history, its relevance to the hacker culture. I mean, being in the same place where Tesla lived and died, having a hacker conference in that space, that time and space is very unique. I think this is portends great things to come for the summer, for Hope, and hopefully for many, many years to come at this hotel. So congratulations to you guys. I can't wait for it to happen. I think we're going to have a shit ton of fun.
I think so, too. I should also point this out. It's premature to point it out right now, but we are going to cap attendance at a certain number. We're not going to say what the number is, just that this is our first time in a new place. We don't want to overwhelm ourselves or anybody else, but we are going to put a cap. So if you're planning on delaying buying a ticket, don't delay too long. We'll let you know when it's getting close. And right now, you know, we're not in danger of that. But it's just something to consider, to keep in mind.
Well, guys, I'm going to jump. Excellent to catch up with you, as always. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the overtime. And I'll be listening after the fact. I can't wait to hear what our callers and listeners have to say about.
I just have one request of you, Alex, before you leave.
Sure.
That is that you tell somebody, anybody in Taiwan about Hope. Will you do that for us?
Sure, absolutely.
Just spread the word over there. And, you know, we should also be looking for really good speakers, people that, attendees will be thrilled to see. Because, you know, being in Manhattan now, being in the heart of Manhattan, it's a lot easier to get to. And I think we can, the sky is the limit. If we can do this, we can do anything. I really believe that.
Yep, I agree. Look, you've been pulling rabbits out of hats for so many decades now that you know, it shouldn't be surprising.
But this one was alive.
I know. That's funny. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll leave it at that.
Thanks for sticking around.
Yes.
You got it, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you all soon.
Safe travels. Have fun. Right.
Travel safe, Alex.
That was Alex in Taiwan. Taipei, to be precise.
Yeah, under duress, I don't think should be our comfort zone, but definitely we are showing the skill, and I think this is a good fit, as Alex was saying. A number of us, I know Gila, we definitely sort of had a good feeling of the space in general, and I think it's just really exciting to think of, like, okay, how are we going to use it now? How are we going to make it all work? As E's pointing out, because. Hey, we have some familiarity, and wow, the time and place are set. So everything else is up to what we put together collectively.
So you can get all the details at hope.net. Everything is there. That's how you get involved. That's how you get the latest updates. That's how you get your tickets. All kinds of new information being posted on a daily basis, because we really are cranking it up, moving extremely fast, very quickly, because, as I said, we're 2 months behind. It took that long, several months, about 4 months for us to find a new place. And we searched long and hard. And we want to thank people for all the suggestions, some of which were really good. Some of which were a little wacky, but we need a good laugh occasionally as well. But we really do appreciate it. And again, for those folks that are uncomfortable coming to the United States, I get it. But please support us digitally by getting a virtual ticket, and we'll make that fun.
And yeah, host a watch party and have your own remote experience. We're all for it. Please join us regardless.
Cool.
Absolutely. And else? If you remember the Hotel Pennsylvania, for those longtime attendees of Hope, this is literally around the corner. I know not everyone's familiar with the area. This is around the corner. This is steps away from where it used to be. And I, you know, as much as I enjoyed it, having it in Queens, because I live in Queens and it was very close, I could just take the bus. I am going to really enjoy having it in Manhattan again, right in the center of everything.
And for someone from Queens to say that matters. That means, but everyone told us they like Queens. You know, everyone was so polite, saying, "Yeah, this is great. I love all the, you know, campus space and everything." You know, tell us. No, we want to be back in Manhattan. If, you know, we would have said it was impossible, because it really was impossible, but we were able to work it out. And
well, and of the people that told us, I mean, there were a precipitous amount. So we just, you know, we never forgot, and mm-hmm. it as. has been said was something that Greg had a lot of optimism about, more than even we did at times.
So he really did. He really
did. It's something that we're just really thrilled we were able to make it happen. And we'd love to rest on our laurels here and I guess leave it at that. But we absolutely cannot. We are, as E said, moving full steam ahead, steam and every other propulsion source we can muster.
Gila, I know you're somewhat familiar with the hotel as well. You want to share any impressions?
I think it's going to be great. I think, you know, there were a lot of really wonderful things about St. John's, but, you know, if you felt you needed to get a hamburger at 2 o'clock in the morning, it was a little more complex. You're right in the center of everything. It is, we're all right there. And the other thing is, and I don't want to sound too sappy, but being at the New Yorker and thinking about the conference and thinking about what that could mean, the vibe felt right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is, you know, I could imagine what the space is going to look like with everybody there. And I think it's going to be, a fantastic venue for the conference. And I think phenomenal things are going to happen. And I guess the biggest decision is, where's the banner going to go?
You know, we have some ideas for that. We actually did. We couldn't find a place at St. John's to put the Help banner, but we see some potential at the hotel.
There were a lot of attempts. We eventually found a couple ways.
We did the first help. Year. The yeah. first year we did it after a day.
A big help from Chris. There were a lot of people that stepped up and made it happen. Yeah. We worked with the space as we had. There are some very tall ceilings in some of the spaces. So it could potentially be a part of a main track space. Also, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of different ways. Some of the smaller rooms, I think we're going to be having access to, are a little bit lower ceiling. So it may be that there's one or two spots that it's best, maybe in the back of a room as you're leaving a main track. I don't know. We're definitely going to
figure it out.
We'll be walking through, of course, and we'll definitely accommodate.
Hotel's 40 stories tall. We're going to put that banner somewhere.
It will be visible somehow, somewhere.
The city will know.
The city will know. I just have an idea, but we can talk about that offline. So Drake and Black Knight points out that the fact that it's the hotel where Tesla died is going to drive up ticket sales. So here's the thing about the New Yorker is they have a lot of history and they're really proud of it. There's a whole Tesla exhibit in the basement, and there are all kinds of things about the history of the New Yorker Hotel, things specific to radio.
Yeah.
There's a program from the Hudson River Region Conference of Ham Radio Operators from the 1930s.
Some of whom might be at our conference. No, seriously, they're very motivated.
100-year-old hams?
Yeah, definitely. You doubt this? Have you met the ham radio community? Yes.
You make a very, very good point. That is very true. But I think the synergy of Hope and 2600 and the New Yorker Hotel is, yeah, it's, you know, it, yes. So there, the exhibit, there's a lot of stuff. It's a huge selling point. I think it's going to be, I think this is going to be a really good opportunity. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see what happens.
And, you know, we tell people, you know, you're here for the conference. So, you know, being all the way out in Queens, you know, you'll have fun in Queens. You don't have to be in Times Square. Well, okay, now you can be in Times Square if you want to. You can go see a show. You can go to, you know, a fancy restaurant somewhere, or you can just walk around the city. We get it, you know. We missed it too. But now you have that opportunity. You can have a great time. Spend a week in the city, you know, and wander around. But, you know, can always take a break from Hope and you know, go and see Cats. Is that still playing? I don't know.
I mean, I heard it was today, tomorrow, and forever, but no, it is not currently. But who knows what's going to be about tomorrow.
Avita, then. You know, what? One of the current ones.
It's so cool. It's going to be so exciting. Yeah. And there's so much old stuff. The hotel itself is it's in great shape. The architecture, and I just love the style. I believe it's Art Deco. just what an interesting and cool space. So I think I think things to learn to figure out how to move around the flow overall.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to, be moving quickly to adapt.
And we are going to need a ton of help with this because it's so much work to put this together. You know, finding it was a ton of work, but putting it together, making it look good, decorations, AV, lighting, all of this, we are going to need a lot of help with. Everybody who works in the conference is a volunteer, myself included. It's something that we feel passionate about. And now we're in Manhattan, and now we're every year. This is what people dreamed of many years ago. Let's see if we can do it. And I really hope we can, because this is a very positive thing for the entire community.
It is, absolutely. And I'm going to mention one other thing, which is that the HVAC is in great shape. It is ready to do battle with August in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. So if you want to not go outside for 3 days, you can walk into the hotel on Friday and not leave until Sunday afternoon. Your room will be air conditioned. The spaces we'll be in will be air conditioned. If you want to go to the TikTok diner, again, it's literally in the basement of the hotel. You don't have to go outside. If you don't want to, go to Times Square,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to.
There's also a steakhouse inside the hotel, which is good as well. And there's an Italian restaurant. You don't have to leave for either of those.
It's a coffee stand.
Yeah, it's just it's incredible. There really is. I had something else. Oh, yeah. The hotel has discounted rooms. Did we mention that? Special deal for New Yorker Hotel. The links are on hope.net, and we suggest booking your rooms. You won't get charged until you check out. And I'm not sure that works everywhere, but that's how the New Yorker does things. So you can reserve your room and not worry about it being charged until August when you actually leave.
And that other super cool thing that they're doing, which is that there is it's not a resort fee, but...
Oh, the facility fee. Okay, this is cool. This is cool. Okay. Phone freaks, listen to this. All right. There is a facility fee of $40 per day, and that fee is waived for us. We do not have to pay that fee at all. $40 a day. A mandatory facility fee is what they call it. That's not mandatory for us. And that's great. And that fee gets you free long-distance phone calls to anywhere in the world for an unlimited period of time. You can go to Hope and go to your hotel room and get on the phone and call somebody in Botswana and stay on the phone until Sunday night, and it won't cost you a penny. And, can you imagine saying this in 1994 at our first conference to a bunch of phone freaks at Hotel Penn? Like, yeah, you can use... Because back then, if you made a local phone call, it was like $10. It was ridiculous. Hotel phones were the biggest ripoff. But here, we have a hotel where you can call anybody, anywhere, for as long as you want. It doesn't cost a damn thing. There's also free Wi-Fi, and people are used to that, I guess, but free Wi-Fi in the rooms, free access to the fitness center, free access to the business center, both 24 hours. A lot of cool stuff.
What a cool home base.
Yeah. We've run out of things to say. And a huge bank vault.
And a huge bank vault.
There's a huge bank vault. Yes, you're right.
Yes, that you can go and eat dinner in.
That's where the steakhouse is.
I'd like to check out all of these spaces at least once. At least like maybe order a drink or something.
We should book a room like a week in advance so we can explore the whole place.
I know. We're going to have to spend a little bit more time there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The room rate includes Sunday evening. So if you want to stay in your room past the end of the conference, you can check out on Monday. Mm-hmm. Our room rate covers that time as well.
Yes.
So just to make sure everybody's aware. We had a question in the chat. How many stages and tracks will Hope have?
We are still working that out. It depends on submissions. It depends on how we decide to allocate the space. I will say, though, and I was kind of surprised by this, when we look the place over, there is room for expansion, so we can get even bigger going down the road. But it's certainly going to be comparable to previous hopes.
Okay, and here's one more question from the chat. Can we crack the bank vault lock? No, because they've turned it into a room that you can walk into
Yes, the actual lock mechanism is behind behind a case now.
Yes, yeah, but
there'll be people in there making steaks with very sharp knives, so I'd be very careful about messing around with the
But definitely go and enjoy it. I mean, yeah. You can sit in the vault and have a meal if you'd like.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. If you check in on Friday and check out on Monday, there are three restaurants in the hotel. So you could have a different dining experience every night. You can go to the fancy steakhouse. You can go to the nice Italian restaurant. You can go to the diner.
You can go across the street, across the street to McDonald's if you want. There's a Starbucks there. There's a Taco Bell. There's a Five Guys. Everything is there.
There's Staples across the street.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to go to Chinatown in Queens.
But Penn Station, a block away. There's this crazy all-night taco stand outside Penn Station. I've never been there, but we passed by it, and there are people lined up.
We're definitely going there. Did you tell the story? Wasn't there a story on the news we saw where someone sued?
This guy came, I think it was from Switzerland. He came to the United States and filed three lawsuits in New York City against the taco place that I just mentioned because their sauce was too hot. Against the police for not taking him seriously, and there was one other. I don't think he was successful in any of them, and he's since gone home.
Yeah, I think he just had a very bad trip. But we would like to get some tacos, yeah.
Wait, are you looking this up? Did you actually find this?
Okay.
That place looks good.
It looks really good.
He said a taco gave him diarrhea, a Walmart store discriminated against him, and an interaction with the police had given him insomnia. He sued for $20 million in damages. He's from Germany.
I'm sorry, Switzerland.
But can I point one thing out?
That Walmart, Walgreens, which was it? They discriminate against everybody. They discriminate against everybody.
What Walmart was he suing? There is no Walmart in the five boroughs.
You think he meant Walgreens? Because I just mixed them up.
Yeah, I got nothing.
That definitely could have impacted his lawsuit.
So he went to Los Tacos, number one.
That's what it's called? Los Tacos? That's an easy name to remember.
Los Tacos, number one.
Oh, number one. That's not
number
so
one.
Easy.
Numero uno.
There's this place in Seattle. Unfortunately, Kyle just left the room. But there's this place in Seattle that has amazing Mexican food. It's a chain. And I can never remember that damn name. And Kyle's back. What is the name of that place?
Oh, I can barely remember. It's Rinconcito.
You always tell me what it is when I'm struggling for it.
Yeah, you put me on the spot. I'll have to look it up. But I always pronounce it probably the wrong way. I just read it a certain way, but it's a wonderful chain.
And you can go there and you get, what's the soup called? It's so amazing.
Pozole.
Oh my God, it's big. It's just, you don't feel like you're in a chain. It's a mini chain. I wish they would open here in New York. But Los Tacos number one, see, I remember that name. They look pretty good.
I want to ask our callers about their bad taco experiences.
No, let's not. Let's not make that a thing. But let's open up the phone lines. We're going to do that right now. When the last digit is said, that's when the phone lines will be operational.
Rinconcito.
Rinconcito. I feel like it with four words in it. It's only one word.
Rinconcito.
Oh, that's such a cute name.
L. Rinconcito.
Yeah, but there's like the word for kitchen and
taqueria.
Yeah, taqueria. It's okay. It's all there. I got
it's
intimidated.
An awesome place.
It really is.
You can go there and get stuff late night. And then I think when we did our road trip, we were in Eastern Washington. And we found one there in one city.
Yeah, Spokane. I think we found it was near. It didn't have the same atmosphere. It didn't have.
Not at all. Yeah. But it had pretty much same menu and everything that you would expect. So it was great comfort.
If they open in New York, I think they have one in Mexico too. So if they open in New York, I guarantee it'll do well and it'll become a hit. Okay, our phone number 802-321-4225. And you may call us and we may answer. And please talk about anything you want. Feedback to this, feedback to something you're doing. Opinions, suggestions, criticisms, whatnot. 802-321-HACK is our phone number.
Or if you're interested in calling toll-free within the U.S., 833-755-2600 should still work.
Okay.
And thank you, everyone in the chat, for the taco discourse. I will also mention the breakfast taco breakfast burrito situation, I still think is weird, but is awesome. Just
at that place?
No, in general.
Oh, just breakfast tacos in general. You're in favor of?
I am simultaneously in favor of them and a little weirded out.
That's the correct response.
Because eggs and hash browns and cheese in a burrito with salsa early in the morning, it's a lot. And I know that some people would eat bacon. I'm not a bacon person.
I'd eat my own head in a flour tortilla.
That sounds like a college thing. Like I remember making that with a lot of friends in college. Like, yeah.
We do have a caller, right?
A little cilantro. Yeah, there's
a call. I'm continuing to talk like this. And okay.
Tacos are a great topic of conversation, breakfast or otherwise. You could kill so much time.
I'm so sorry to the caller.
I hear mushrooms on them are very good. Go ahead, caller.
Can I let them on the air now? Okay, good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
I love Mexican food. I love quesadillas.
See what you encourage? Well, that's good. You'll be happy. You'll be happy in New York for sure.
You know, congratulations on finding the new venue.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was torturous, but we did it. Let's hope we can pull off the conference now.
So last week you were trying to look at the Twitter profile for the new Ayatollah of Iran. There is a service out there called xcancel.com. If you swap the domain name in the link to a Twitter link, if you change the domain from x.com to xcancel.com, it will allow you to view that tweet or profile or such.
Really?
As if you were signed in. Like,
oh,
you used
wow.
to be able to.
Yeah, you used to be able to read tweets without being signed in, and of course Elon Musk took care of that, so you have to, you know, get an account to actually read anything. But you're saying by using xcancel.com with the where do you put the username?
You just take a normal Twitter link and you just change the domain.
Okay.
Excellent.
Like, it can be a link to a profile tweet such and such, and you can search. You can search for different things by just going to xcancel. If I remember correctly, it's a instance of Sitter, I don't remember.
So, who is running this?
I think it's an open source project that used to be around. That was an alternate interface for Twitter, and I think this is just one of the prominent ones that's actively being maintained and developed, and it still works.
Yet another cool thing being developed on the internet, thanks to open source.
All right. Okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, thanks for your call. 802-321-4225 is our telephone number. And, yeah, we have room for many people to call in. I'm sorry, I'm kind of talked out.
One at a time. Yeah, so this is very exciting. And 67 people, and if you, again, discount three of us, because you guys have a machine going and we've got two, I'm pretty confident that one of the other 60-something people who are with us right now would be interested in calling. And Kyle, I gotta say, the slide looks great.
Oh, yeah, we have a new slide with the phone number on it.
Oh, thank you. I worked on that over the weekend.
Yeah, you demand and we hop to it. People wanted the phone number on the
I just
screen.
Came in and did a little touch-up and, you know, found a nice marker.
We just discovered the ringer wasn't on, so we weren't hearing the phone
It's
ring.
On now.
It's on now.
It's a call from a regular listener.
What does that mean, a regular listener?
Someone that we have spoken to before, yes.
Didn't we speak to the last caller before as well?
Yeah, I'm adding color to our calls right now. It's a new thing I do.
I mean, they're not irregular.
Is it orange? Is the color orange?
It's a very bright shade of orange, yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's take this phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Yes, Emmanuel.
Ah, it's Rebel. Well, you know, Rebel, you're slipping. You used to be number one. Last week, you weren't any number. You didn't even call last week. What the hell?
I did. I don't know why I didn't call last week. I don't remember.
You found something better to do. You can just say it.
I don't know. Maybe I was fixing my computer or something. I don't know. I don't remember. But, oh, maybe I forgot. I think I forgot. I don't know. Maybe
just keep digging that knife in. Go right ahead.
Okay. But, you know, I can't wait to Hobart, August, and I would like to contribute something.
Okay.
I would like to get pay phones, like old pay phones. from like the 80s or the 90s or whatever. I'm sure that somebody could find old payphones.
Do you know how heavy old payphones are? You might get a bunch of them, but moving them is going to be a real escapade.
No, I mean, regular payphone, like from the 90s. I mean, not a whole phone booth. I'm talking about like a little payphone.
There's no such thing as a little payphone. They're massive. They're big. You ever have one fall on your foot? Come on.
Yeah, okay. You can hang them in the wall, but...
I don't think the hotel would appreciate that. You know, I do think they might have a payphone. Did they have a payphone?
I believe they did, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw a payphone in there.
Ooh.
So I'm sure our attendees will find one.
Well, now, what I would like to do is hook up a payphone or an old payphone, or maybe get a desktop payphone. One of those, you know, things that you put a quarter in.
Uh-huh. But we're not discouraging any of this.
Just a point, I just want to remind you, though, that there are free calls at the hotel.
Yeah, free 24 hours anywhere in the world.
You're asking, it's a heavy lift, and you got to bring a lot of coins, and you also could make calls and just not do any of that. So it'd be good to display, but that's your competition.
Right. Right.
But, I mean, you can hook it up to the coins you deposit. It'll be donated to the organization.
That's a great plan. I think, though, also people bringing old phones to Connect, I as long as you're not damaging anything, I'm sure that's fine. If you prefer a certain ergonomic handset for your typical calling experience, that I think is perfectly acceptable. You should bring all kinds of things mm-hmm. that you think will make your experience a good time.
But what my idea was is that hooking up the old payphones to like, I don't know, like an asterisk system or some sort of a thing where when you dial a number, it, you know, has a recording and then it says, if they make a local call, it says, please deposit 25 cents. Or you know, if they make a long distance call, it says, please deposit dollars, you know, like in that old time voice.
Yes.
Yeah, I will.
Rob, go ahead.
I will say that, you know, this doesn't seem like a bad idea. Of course, it requires access to the equipment and people to loan us the equipment and manage the equipment. And I know there are a lot of hobbyists out there in the hacker world who have their own payphones and play with these sorts of things. So if you or if anyone listening to this knows of anybody who would be interested in wrangling something like this at the Hope Conference, they should go to hope.net and use the information there to get in touch with us.
You know, the thing we learned in Germany, we've learned many times actually, is that when you have projects like this, they work if the people suggesting them are the people doing them. You know, instead of saying, why don't you do this? And we have 1,000 different things that people want us to do, which, you know, invariably we're going to get overloaded. But we welcome people bringing their projects and, you know, you'll have space to do that and it'll be amazing.
I think also the types of phones you bring, I mean, something to put in lots of different places or spread out to make calls meaningful from room to room and stuff like that. Bringing things that are smaller, that are maybe a smaller system that you could network together would be a little bit more practical. Or like field telephones or something that's repurposed but meant to be used sort of ad hoc. That might be easier to configure. We just run some cables or set up things in different places. And I will say also that we're going to do our best to possibly have the telephone booth that we've brought before show up. And I will say it's connected and otherwise wired to work, but it doesn't necessarily accept coins. So you can use it to talk through. So if there is a system or we want to design something and somebody has a project, we can certainly interconnect with it so that that phone booth could be a part of that whole setup or demonstration. We're totally open to that. And we've done demos ourselves just using a battery, setting up sort of a little intercom. We did that a lot at Maker Faire in the past and other exhibitions where we brought the phone booth. So it's set up. I mean, we've got our own kit, but we're happy to hear what other people's ideas are and see if there's a way we can coordinate and get it all connected.
We're also happy to bring the 2600 van if somebody can help us figure out where to park it. because you know, Manhattan is definitely more challenging with cars and vans, certainly. But you know, if there's a fairly reasonably priced garage that can handle vans in the neighborhood, you know, we'll consider that as well, because we do want people to you know, to see the van and to witness a little bit of history.
And then you have commercial plates. You could park the van on the street.
Yes, but not for free. And just meters, and they last 3 hours, and you have to constantly be checking. Right, yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy to do this.
If there's a good strategy, or people have an idea for that as well, on ways you can make it visible and not run afoul and not have to have someone watching it full time in that way. Yeah, I mean, it's a complex task, but we brought it to Hope at many instances. It would be parked near Hotel Penn, we can you know, we've come up with clever ways of making it work. So we're thinking about all those things. If people see good spots or notice ways other vehicles are able to place themselves, that'd be a great tip. But all kinds of tips for the neighborhood, just reminding us of things that worked at the hotel across the street from Penn Station, they will likely apply. So yeah, that's all good info to kind of recollect and apply to this scenario.
We're hackers, we make things work.
And I would like to do tour guide, tour to show people where things are in Manhattan. And
yeah, absolutely. If you know the neighborhood, for sure, people are going to need that.
Yeah.
We could even have a pilgrimage over to the Hotel Penn site, which is now a hole in the ground.
Okay.
No, you know, no joking around. That's a very somber thing.
We'll all place a road flare in front of it.
I think you're joking about that. I'm going to insist that people maintain some decorum.
It's a sacred site. I could show people where WBAI used to be at 8th Avenue and 36th.
You know, what's funny about that, WBAI was literally one block away from the hotel. Literally across the street, 35th Street, as opposed to 34th Street.
No, it's in Brooklyn. And when you ask Google for the phone number, it gives you a 212 number. It doesn't have the Brooklyn number.
I think, don't we give out a 212 number on the air for in studio? Yeah, so I think that makes sense.
212-209-2900?
Yeah, I think we have that number again. I'm pretty sure. Well, call it and see who answers, like you call us.
What else?
Well, that's about all the time we have, Rebel, but we want to thank you for your call.
It is a 212 number.
Okay, Gila, the fact checker, is confirming that BAI has a 212 number.
I certainly am.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work when you call it.
Oh, it does? What do you get when you call it?
Nothing, I don't think.
You call a number and you get nothing. There's no such thing. There's got to be something. All right. Well, you work on that, Rebel. We're going to move on to another call. But thanks for the call, and we look forward to seeing you.
Okay.
All right. Take care. 802-321-4225. Oh, I'm looking at the screen. Whose handwriting is that? That's really kind of cool.
That's mine.
That's your handwriting? Wow. I was going to say it looked like it was made by a serial killer. I'm glad I didn't say that. No, I like the little smiley face at the bottom. That's kind of nice as well.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you mean that's new? There wasn't a smiley face there? Did you draw a smiley face?
That's my smiley face.
Wow. Okay. All right.
What? I don't know. It doesn't look like you.
No, it's not me. It's not a self-portrait. But yes, I drew that while I was drawing other stuff. And relax, I'm from Washington.
I have a question.
Serial killer.
Why is the number there twice? It's typed and then it's written.
Because I got bored of typing. I don't know. No, I needed the other one after I was done with the text box, so I just drew on it.
Okay, legit. Well, we don't need the number twice, is my point.
No, it's spelled out, and then it's numeric in the second one.
Oh, you're saying hack.
Someone
okay,
asked
it's
for
there,
that.
It's there for hack. Oh,
they wanted the
okay.
last four.
Hey, right. Kyle.
What?
Will you draw the rest of us, too?
Yeah, do you want a whole line of smiley face? Okay.
I think a whole line of smiley faces are like smiley faces in all the corners.
I thought Rob was the one who drew people.
I'll see what I can do.
He is.
Do we have another phone
call?
Yes,
we do.
All right, good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. I want to say hello to you.
you want to buy cheap, $100, buy one, get one free, $200?
No, we're good. We're full. But thanks. Thanks for the offer, though. 802-321-4225. Takes all types, doesn't it?
In any case, we've been getting some good responses to things we were talking about over on not only in the YouTube chat but over on Mastodon, which I've been keeping an eye on. Some discussion about the foreign router ban stuff.
Do share.
Our pal Dr. 47 said, you know, as far as I'm concerned, anything this administration says can't be trusted. Our government is compromised. I wouldn't trust their read of the prices on a McDonald's drive-through sign, never mind anything like this. To me, it's automatically incredibly suspect. They claim security concerns, but I have to turn that back around on them. Are they working toward legally mandating backdoors in future U.S.-built devices? And that's an interesting point, because if they can control who's allowed to sell routers in this country, that does make me think that maybe they want to do more than drum up patriotism and support local businesses. They want to maintain some sort of control over the supply chain.
Yep, sounds about right. Any other feedback?
Just some good stuff. People letting us know that they couldn't find Tonga on Google Maps. Google Maps can't find Tonga. We've got a screenshot.
Wow, even Google Maps can't find it, let alone the people. Boy, that's something. Yes. Wow. We have a phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Yeah, was that last call a prank call? Was that some type of prank call?
You'd have to ask the caller.
I will say it was in an international call. That's about all I could say.
It was an international call?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Interesting.
My question is, maybe you talked about this already, but I'm trying to find out. You say you need volunteers. I'm looking to volunteer. I do some construction work and electrical work and carpentry, et cetera. So if you need any kind of hand, are you need any kind of volunteers to help you?
Yeah, well, the hotel's already built, so you don't have to worry about that. But definitely things for our project.
Definitely, right? Rigging and building up, of course, sure. Yeah. Like stage production stuff, of course. Yeah, there's a lot of tape and hot glue. It's a whole operation. So there's plenty of things people have to do, and room for people to jump on tasks and be self-directed.
People with knowledge and skill will always be welcome. And I know we're going to have a wiki up fairly soon, if it's not up already, wiki.hope.net, where people will be discussing specifics as to what we need and when and all that kind of thing.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So that would be the forum to put this in, right? To submit my name or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. Yeah. Just write to volunteers@hope.net as well and submit it there, and that way somebody will get back to you.
We're going
to
be collecting all of the correspondence in the intervening period, just catch up and try to organize that and get people on what are essentially news lists for organizing purposes. So there will be announcements about maybe welcoming people who have expressed interest, and we really count on people speaking up. So, like, if you get communications in that vein, we need you to say, like, hey, I'm here. I got the email. I'm ready to go. I want to, support this thing you mentioned and this other thing that I know you're planning on getting a group together to work on. Like, that's the level of participation. That's what we count on.
Okay. That's my question. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for your call. Take care. It's really amazing to see volunteers come together, though, and just build something amazing. It's happened every time. And I look forward to seeing, what we all come up with this time.
Yeah, we're putting our best ideas to work. And we're also we're going to keep things very, very simple. We've already put out some little hints and things about the sorts of theme. Signage is one direction we're going with in this. So we want people to kind of take that, run with it, and we'll put out some more things that we think are fun ways to think about what this next event will be like. And we'll hopefully get a lot of creative interest too. people looking at some of the art and maybe getting submissions for art again. That was something that was very popular.
Yes, we are going to talk about that definitely in the near future. So.
Oh, sorry. I thought the phone was ringing. What was I going to say?
You were going to say...
people are having a great time, which is good.
We're keeping up, guys.
No, sorry. The other thing I was thinking about, Tonga. So the reason I feel like a lot of people know about Tonga, not just because the top-level domain, but the guy who was the flag bearer for Tonga in the Olympics starting in 2016 got a lot of people's attention.
How did he do that?
He was a very good-looking man who was wearing traditional Tongan attire and a lot of body oil and carrying the flag. And then I think he came back as a Winter Olympian. Like, he's been the flag bearer for multiple Olympics from Tonga.
Did anybody find Tonga on the map yet?
I know someone did. It is in a warm climate, yes. Yeah. So that explains that that one incident. And I do remember that as well. The phone line is currently open.
Okay, 802-321-4225 is our phone number. We have time for one or two more phone calls, and but all kinds of other discussion that we can have from the chat or from people here.
Yeah, yes, our pal Draken Black Knight had posted over on Mastodon, where you can find us at Off the Hook at masto.hackers.town. Draken posted a screenshot of Tonga on OpenStreetMap and added a reference to Manos, the Hands of Fate, to the picture, which, you know, nicely done, nicely done. Lupa0sh says, wasn't Tonga also the place that had a huge volcano eruption that could be seen from space a few years ago?
Hang on.
That's a good
question.
That
was Iceland, but maybe it was both. There's volcanoes everywhere, so.
Okay, I am sorry to have to tell you this. In December 2021, an eruption began on a submarine volcano in the Tongan archipelago. It went on for about a month. Seven people died, however.
What's funny about that, Gila?
The volcano is called Honga Tonga.
All right. Don't know what else you'd name a volcano, but sure, that makes sense.
Honga Tonga.
It was bound to go at some point.
What's a submarine volcano?
Regardless of the name,
it's under
The water.
It's a submarine volcano.
Oh, that's what submarine means. Okay, because it goes. Okay, I just figured all that out. Another phone call.
Tonga, Hunga Ha'apai. But
you need to visit Tonga and make friends with the natives there. They'll love you.
I hope so.
Yeah. Tonga. Let's take this phone call. Good evening. You're on Off Look Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Zap from London.
Zap! Hey, long time. How you been?
Well, I'm doing okay, but you were a little bit rude hanging up to me when I was doing my Chinese impression, so I'd like to apologize to our Oriental friends first.
Oh, boy, there's so much there to unpack. Okay, well, you know what? You're in England. Things are different over there. But yeah, let's keep to the British accent for you.
Okay, well, the reason I was phoning in, and hence the fake Chinese accent, I don't know if you heard recently about the problems we've got over here with our social media. People are getting arrested. The police went to go and arrest a guy because his online name was Ching Chong Chinaman.
Wow. And it's not you, right?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, good. That's a bit much. So you're saying they're arresting people for being racist online or something like that?
For their online posts and their political views.
Right. Yeah, it's different there than here. And you know, there are people here who want to make it more like that, where you can get arrested for saying things that are you know, insensitive or controversial. But you know, I think on both sides of the aisle, you will find plenty of people who don't want what you're describing.
Yeah. In fact, last year, October, I was arrested.
Oh, no. I didn't know about this.
Yep. Well, I kept it quiet because going through a few legal problems, shall we say.
Uh-huh. So what did they say you did?
I was getting investigated under the Malicious Communications Act, 2003, I believe.
It wasn't one of the phone calls to us, was it? It wasn't an off-the-hook call.
Oh, no.
Good, okay.
No, that would be an obscene phone call.
Yeah, exactly. We value those.
It's funny and clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are they saying you did, though?
Yeah. Well, I posted a picture of a pressure cooker because I wanted to buy a pressure cooker, and my stalker took it as I was going to blow up his apartment block.
Did you say your stalker?
Yes.
You have a stalker.
I have a stalker now.
And that didn't enter into the conversation with the authorities, that somebody stalking you and saying false things about you?
Oh, it did at the police interview. I mentioned it a few times. I made a big point of mentioning it every time they were asking me about the person. I'm not going to mention the name for legal reasons.
Yeah, please don't.
But when they mentioned him, I said, I know two of that name. One is an old school friend, or do you mean my stalker? And they said, well, we're not going to refer to him as the stalker, but that one. I went, my stalker.
So, okay, you were legitimately looking for a pressure cooker and posted a picture of one online. And they have a thing about pressure cookers because they can be used to make things blow up.
No, this problem, this guy has lots of problems. And basically, he's claiming he's being stalked, cyberbullied. And I'm part of a crew that won't put up with that mischief, shall we say. I mean, InfoSec hackers, we police our own.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason I'm discussing it now is because I got the letter today saying the police were going to do no further action.
Well, that's good, right?
So I'm in the clear. It's clear, but we don't actually have freedom of speech in this country, which is a bit annoying.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Because they say we do, but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd just phone in mentioning about this poor person that had the police turn up at their door, and that's not me, because I think gamer tag was Ching Chong Chinaman, and somebody took offense to that because they said it was racist. So when the police turned up, they actually found out he was Chinese.
Oh my God. Wow. That must have been embarrassing for them.
Yes, it was. They said, nothing, we're going to go now. And I think they left. But it was a little bit of big news in England because it's hilarious. It's stupid that people are getting arrested for their tweets and Facebook posts. I mean, yeah, some may be considered offensive and racist because you always get that. But some innocent thing like Ching Chong Chinaman, and you've got the police turning up, and he's like, yeah, can I help you? And he's like, no, it's okay, we go now.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at intent. If somebody is trying to hurt somebody or, cause harassment or anything like that, that's very different than somebody, you know, making a poor joke, or even in this case, somebody who wasn't making a joke at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
No, I'm saying
since he was a child, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. We just have to consider, you know, we might not have the whole picture. There might be more to this. And, you know, always try to assume the best of people until they clearly prove otherwise.
No, it's just, I think somebody's taken offense to his game attack that he had when he was a teenager. He's now a fully grown man.
Uh-huh.
And he still posts under that name. He's like me. I post under that and whatever names that I post. I'm not going to blow my own dog.
See, the thing that bugs me about stories like this is that he's going to get all kinds of allies now. And some of them will be the National Front or whatever, you know, super right-wing racist people for real. And they'll think that, you know, he's on their side because he got harassed and accused of being racist when he wasn't. And that's, you know, that's something to be careful of, because that's how they build support among people who really don't support them, but feel like they have nowhere else to turn, or people who are listening to them.
Yeah, we're going to have to be very careful in that, because we could get a bit more right-wing, especially with the politics at the moment. And we've got elections. I think the local elections are coming up in May.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are going to vote for the far right, unfortunately, because they don't want the Conservatives. They don't want Labour. But the only other option is they're thinking is to go and vote for the fascists or the right-wing people. I think they're called Reform or Restore. I can't remember, but uh-huh. there may be even two groups now. And it's like, well, no, we've got Liberal Democrats, or we've got the Green Party, which is more environmentally friendly and slightly better for the country. But, you know, vote for who you vote for.
Right, right.
That's your right. But, yeah. But, no, I just thought I'd phone up, and I'm in a silly mood because I'm celebrating because I'm off the hook.
Oh, wow.
when it comes to this police charge. I thought I'd be funny with my router joke, and unfortunately you hung up on me before I could explain it was me.
Well, yeah, you know, so, we just have to, there's okay, you know, that's a perfect example of what we're just talking about, where there's more to something than we realize. And yes, but you know what? I'll bet it wasn't an expensive phone call.
You keep on hold for a while, so I always have to top up the phone to make sure I can get through. But I've actually got a tariff plan that I think is a penny a minute, so that's why I can always phone up.
Okay, all right.
This is why I've got this plan, because I phone internationally quite a lot. I phone up America, I phone up Spain, because you know my history. And it's good that I phone different people. I can phone my American friends, my English friends,
mm-hmm.
and some people that are in Europe, you know, because I have family in Europe.
Right,
so
right.
For me, it works out. So,
well, if you come to Hope, you can fine. Call all of them for nothing and stay on the phone all weekend.
I heard. Yes, I've now got to promote Hope because I've been told by Gila to do it because I made a funny comment in the chat. So I'm now on a mission because I'll be streaking across the country trying to give out the news.
He'll do it, too.
I know.
No, I'll do it. But no, that's it. I'll get off the line and let somebody else call. And I apologize again for being a bit cheeky with my antics.
Well,
it's hacker tradition.
The heartiest of congratulations to you and all the best. And we hope to see you soon.
Yeah, hope to see you soon. I haven't actually been to a meeting this year. I haven't been for a long time. I'm hoping maybe to go in April.
Uh-huh.
But that's another thing, actually. It's on Good Friday, so some people are saying, well, it's a holiday season, so we don't really want to go. Can we have it a week later? And I said, well, it's up to you guys. And I've noticed that Leeds has just joined the fray.
Uh-huh.
It's a new meeting that had their meeting in March, their first one, I believe.
Okay.
So we've now got about six meetings in England.
Yeah, it's growing.
Scotland or Ireland.
It's growing.
It's growing, right.
Yeah.
That's a healthy show in there. Yeah.
So that's a week from this coming Friday would be the next meetings, right?
Officially, yes. But mm-hmm. the English tend to sometimes postpone it by a week.
Uh-huh. Well, you have that right. You can have them whenever you feel like having them.
Yeah, well, I put it to the Democratic vote. So, you know, I let everyone say their piece and decide what they want to do. But it was mentioned just after last meeting in March that the next one is actually on Good Friday.
Yeah, I see the Leeds meeting. It's at the Brewery Tap upstairs. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Wow.
Whatever's on the meeting page.
I notice a lot of the meetings
running it.
A lot of the meetings in England tend to happen in pubs.
Yeah, because we don't have malls, so it's a bother because it means youngsters can't really turn up at the pubs. It's a little bit of an issue we have.
Uh-huh.
But I've always said, if they get in touch to say they want to attend a meeting and they're underage for the drinking age of 18 in this country, we can make special arrangements.
Okay.
And sometimes we even do a mid-month meeting, which is 2 weeks after, normally on a Saturday, from the main meeting. So sometimes we have two meetings a month. So we can accommodate the kids as they turn up. They've got to turn up first, and it would be nice if they were accompanied by an adult.
Yeah, and it's also why it's a good idea to have a website so you can tell people these things.
Yeah, we do. We did have a Twitter. We've got a Discord. I know the person is a lady that was part of Manchester, but she's branched off into the Leeds one now. So she's running the Leeds one.
Ah, interesting. Okay. So what I see here, I see Birmingham, I see Bournemouth, I see Cheltenham, Leeds, London, and Manchester.
That is correct.
So if there are any others that come up, let me know.
I will. The Leeds one slipped past me, but I've been off the Discord because when I was arrested, I didn't want to bring any bad news to 2600s.
Uh-huh.
So I said, kick me off the Discord because I don't want to be associated with that. And I didn't want to bring trouble. And they said, well, we do it reluctantly, but we'll do it because you asked us.
Well, that's very considerate.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Zap, great hearing from you, and be well.
I will. And all the best to everyone. I'll see you on the chat.
Great. Rob, did you have something for Zap?
Well, yeah, for Zap or for anyone, if there's some place that you think there should be a meeting and there isn't one, you can always start one. They start organically as the community comes together. So go to 2600.com/meetings. And if you don't see one near you, you can start one near you. All the info is there.
All right. Good night, Zap.
One last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, Emmanuel. One last thing, very quick. All the meetings that started up are all the old meetings that were there in the 90s, more or less.
I'd have to look to see if they all got restored. I'm not sure.
More or less, because Leeds, Manchester, and London are the original three.
Okay.
And then you've got the extras, which is Bournemouth and Cheltenham. And there used to be one on Birmingham, but they were never official because they were on the Saturday, not the Friday.
Okay. Well, now there's one in Birmingham. And there might have been one in Southampton. I'm not sure about that, though.
Yeah, there was a few others in Norfolk. But I'll get off the line. But okay, all the best.
All right, take care. And in the United Kingdom, we also have Glasgow in Scotland. We have a meeting there. But nothing in Northern Ireland that I can see. So, yeah, that's something.
At least not yet.
It does shift. It ebbs and flows, but it's important that these things come back, that people are gathering one way or another. I think there was a while that there were not meetings in Canada, and that has since changed.
Yeah, we have meetings in Canada now. Yeah, so that's really cool.
Seeing them return is always, it's fantastic. And if people are gathering informally, this is a great way to bring in more people and find kindred spirits and affinity groups you did not realize were all around you. And of course, they can be in all kinds of places, including pubs. So wherever people gather, those are excellent spots for these meetings.
Well, we are pretty much done for tonight. I want to thank everybody who called in, and please write to us, oth@2600.com. A reminder, next week there is no overtime because we're doing the call in on WBAI. It's our monthly thing. I believe next week is also April 1st. So that's going to be something. Okay. You couldn't believe anything we said anyway. So, there's that. All right. More info on Hope, go to hope.net. Please spread the word. Please get your tickets. Please reserve your rooms. Let's make this a really fun occasion. The first of many, hopefully, in our new home. I'm looking forward to it. Return to Manhattan. Never thought it would be possible. I really did not think this would be possible, but, I should know, in the hacker world, anything is possible. You just have to, believe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, then. So no further business. I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a second?
Third. Good. I can't wait to see what people come up with. It's going to be great.
Yes. Good night, everyone.